Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 10th. A company based in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, has hacked Tesla's software, and it is now selling performance upgrades at a discount. Simon Andre, an electric vehicle reseller and repair shop, decided to see if they could upgrade a Tesla Model 3 rear-wheel drive to a dual-motor all-wheel drive by adding an electric motor. And they successfully did. They were able to unlock the 50 horsepower that Tesla sells for $2,000 additional in its acceleration boost upgrade, or even turn the vehicle to a full-on Model 3 performance. Now, Tesla doesn't offer an upgrade package between the two models, considering the hardware difference. However, the cost difference is roughly $5,000 when purchasing the two from Tesla. Andre's price for the upgrade, which they call Ghost instead of Stealth Performance, is $2,250 US or $3,000 Canadian. Tesla has become the world's most valuable automaker as its stock pushes to a new high of $1,000 per share. It's hard to directly compare Tesla to other automakers because the company has a growing energy division and its tech-like approach to the automotive business. Tesla's market valuation to over $180 billion recently enabled the company to surpass Toyota. Admittedly, Toyota has lost as much as 20% of its value during the global pandemic, but it has still recovered most of that loss. At the time of recording, Tesla stock is trading at $1,021.77 per share. Elon Musk has said that it is time to bring the Tesla semi-truck to volume production in a memo he had sent to all Tesla employees. In the new email sent last night, Musk said, quote, "It's time to go all out and bring the Tesla Semi to volume production. It's been in limited production so far, which has allowed us to improve many aspects of the design." He continued by saying, quote, "Production of the battery and powertrain would take place at Giga Nevada, with most of the other work probably occurring in other states." Robin Wren, Tesla's vice president of business development, has left the company. Wren was one of the key executives in bringing Tesla's success in China. Wren also led the effort to secure the deal for Tesla to build its factory in Shanghai, resulting in Tesla becoming the first foreign automaker to have a wholly owned factory located in China. Wren was rumored to have left the company over the last week, and he had now confirmed it on his LinkedIn profile. A Tesla employee with knowledge of the situation has told Electrek that four workers on the company's main Model S and X assembly line has tested positive for the coronavirus today. The affected employees, who have the title of production associates, worked on the same part of the assembly line. This news follows a Washington Post article earlier today that two employees at Tesla's nearby seat and assembly facility in Fremont also tested positive for COVID-19. The two employees from the seat assembly factory report to work on different shifts, one in the morning and one in the evening. The employee who confirmed with Electrek on the other four who tested positive has been observing unsafe working conditions since last month. Quote, "We were inches apart from one another. Didn't look like they made any changes to the line. On the line, we sometimes work on top of each other, touching the same equipment. I really don't feel safe." Electrek has reached out to Tesla for comment about the employees. No response yet. Tesla has launched a new feature that simplifies sharing your car with other people. Another step towards the self-driving car sharing network. In its account section, Tesla has added a car access feature. Tesla owners can now give access to 5 different drivers at once. After you enter the driver details, Tesla sends an email to the new driver to grant access to the car through the app. The feature is now live in the United States, although not in Canada yet. Must be a slow rollout. BMW is beginning pre-production of the iX3 electric SUV. Its first next-generation electric vehicle, and it's sharing the first few photos of the production version. The BMW iX3 is going to be produced in China and exported to Europe. The pictures were released as part of an announcement of pre-production at BMW's Chinese plant. And the automaker writes, quote, "The BMW Group is systematically pursuing its electrification strategy and will release the new BMW iX3 onto the market by the end of 2020. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the International Energy Association reported today that natural gas is on course for the biggest annual fall on record. They write, quote, "Faced with this unprecedented shock, natural gas markets are going through a strong supply and trade adjustments, resulting in historically low spot prices and high volatility. As Electrek wrote in April, we're still suffering from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico after a decade. So it's quite a consolation that $192,000 of the oil spill settlement has been spent on an inductive wireless charging station for a bus. The new wireless charging station, the 250-kilowatt inductive power transfer technology, is in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was constructed and installed by AK Energy Conservation. Carbon Brief has put together a really fantastic infographic that meticulously details how the United Kingdom transformed its electricity supply in just a decade. Carbon Brief explains, quote, "Carbon Brief has mapped every power plant in the UK in each year since 2008, as well as taken a look into the future. From the smallest solar rooftop to the largest coal-fired giant, the UK map is the most comprehensive ever published, containing nearly 3,000 larger sites and more than 800,000 smaller ones." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric motorcycle video was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time comparing the Harley-Davidson Livewire with the Zero SRF. The Zero SRF was found to be sportier, more fun, and aggressive, while the Livewire was more comfortable and intuitive. The SRF is significantly easier on the wallet at around $20,000, while the Livewire charges a 50% premium for a nicer build quality and nationwide store representation. You can read the detailed article on our site, electrek.co. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.